Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I'll tell you what today is. Today feels like, I don't know if there have been any days off prior to this since the World Cup started, but there is no soccer today, and that's jarring. I believe there is one tomorrow, and then one it starts up again. I know we're down to eight teams, so you can't have games like three games a day anymore. But I missed it last night, and I'm missing it again today. Like I'm sorry, I'm not that interested in where LeBron James is going to end up. I mean, I love him, but it's just not that interesting to me. Anyway, welcome in today. I am the Bulldog. Mike continues to enjoy some well-earned time off. And for today, that means for a bit. We've got a couple of hours of our buddy Sal Capaccio from a secret hideout remote location. He's on from home. Sal, good afternoon. Thanks for squeezing me in for a couple hours.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Can you see me? I'm looking at you.
I got you.
I can still see you.
I got you.
All right, good. Yeah. Making sure. Like, this technology is amazing. I feel like I'm doing the pod with Matt Bove here.
Yep.
And, you know, we're both in different locations, but we can see each other. So, I mean, that's just the way this business has evolved. It's
there
great
is,
to be.
Yeah. There's enough of a lag that I have to close it now that I now confirmed. Like, I look like I usually look like hell. You look great. And that's it. Because when I was still... You were starting to talk, and I was still talking on the screen, and that threw me off. So I got to close that crap up now. But anyway, good to have you with us.
I don't have that problem, by the way, because I'm looking at you through the native video.
Because I have the
link to kind of connect.
Yeah.
So you're watching on the YouTube stream, which is a little behind. But because the camera is right there for you, my camera is connected to the video, like the native player. So I can actually see you in real time. Because otherwise, I would have that exact same issue and be like, I can't do this.
I love how Sal just assumes I'm watching on YouTube and not on the Twitch.
Oh,
I mean, how do you know? How do you? Yeah, I don't even. I still don't really even know what the Twitch is. I think maybe as a goal, I won't ever find out. I don't think I need to know. So far, so good. Anyway, I'm glad to have you along. How's summer been? Like we have not. We're gonna play golf Monday, and I'm excited about that.
Yes,
because I'm off after this week. And you hit me up with an opening, and I'm like, couldn't be happier. In fact, when you and I were talking right before that, my wife and I, she was like, well, we didn't line up these vacations. She just she switched departments. She's still at the same hospital, but she's got a new job. And so we couldn't line up vacation. She's like, what are you going to do on vacation? I'm like, I'm just going to try to golf every day that it's nice enough. And then you called and said, I have a golf opening Monday. I'm like, all right, there we go. We're off. So I've got Monday.
I'm happy to be able to do that because I know sometimes, you know, with your show starting at 3 and like depending on what time it is, but it was early enough. I'm like, you know what? I'll give Bulldog a ring. And I didn't know you were off, so it worked out anyway.
Yep.
But even if you weren't, it might have been able to. So I did. My summer's been great. We just have a lot of baseball, which is normally the case, but this is the 12-year-old year and it's a big year. It's the last true year of Little League. Cooperstown year. We're going to Cooperstown in a few weeks in August. And it's a whole week-long thing. This is different than, you know, just going and playing a game at Doubleday Field. This is the big complex. There's 100 and something teams every week. They do, but every week there's a different tournament, and you play like 7 games or 6 games in a playoff. I will actually have to stay in the Army barracks with the kids for a week. So leading up to it, we're playing more this year because of that. So you're getting ready for it. So there's more tournaments. There's travel. There's house playoffs starting tonight, which is actually part of the reason I can't, you know, be on the full show with you. We have a great house league in North Buffalo. We love it. You've been a part of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of been dominating my summer. But I'm trying. I really am. People say this. You know this. You have kids. You've gone through this. They're a little older than my son. people always say to savor every minute. Uh-huh. And I am really trying to do that this year as much as possible.
Yeah. It's important to do because, everyone who has adult kids like mine know, like, there's a moment where they don't need you to do really much of anything anymore. And it's sort of like, I'm left to just do what I want. Whenever I want, what is this? This is like being 20 again in a way, except you don't feel as good as you felt probably when you were 20. Anyway, I'm glad that we get to spend some time together today because I hope it's not too embarrassing that I admit. Like I texted you a couple of questions that I've been seeing referenced on social media. Both Twitter and Facebook. When I say social media, it really means Twitter mostly, but I know it's X now, and I still feel weird calling it Twitter or X, and I just call it social media, but it's really Twitter and Facebook. I've never really figured out how to use Instagram effectively. I mean, I know a lot of people love it. Anyway, I've seen a lot of Twitter and some Facebook. There's some sort of uniform thing out there that I don't think I really want to get into because we don't really know what's happening there. Because I've been sort of wondering what's happening with that, I'm like skeptical about everything. And I saw a lot of posts over the holiday weekend about a second open practice being added because I do know that there has been somewhat of an uproar from Bills fans, specifically I would say Bills fans who don't have PSLs and thus season tickets in the new stadium. When it was announced that they would have the annual blue and red scrimmage, it was, I think eventually it became known, or maybe it was known right away, I don't remember. But once people realized, like, wait, I can't just walk into the stadium for that blue and red practice like I always have. I'm sort of shut out unless I have a PSL. Some fans that maybe that's their only exposure for them and their kids to the Bills, much like training camp can be, kind of flipped out. And so now there is a second practice added, and now the people with PSLs are mad. Like, what? Help me make heads or tails of this.
I think that's a good way to summarize it. So we knew the return of the blue and red would happen, and they do call it a scrimmage. It is more of an open practice with some maybe live periods of it. It's not really a scrimmage. It used to be an offense defense thing. However they want to do it is fine. It's an open practice, blue and red, and for years. At the former stadium, it was, hey, it's open to the public. You might need a ticket, but you got to get a ticket. And then once you get in, it's general admission. You could sit where you want.
Right.
It's a great day to bring a lot of the kids. It's been daytime. It's been nighttime. It's been a really great event. Well, this year we knew that the new stadium was going to be opening during this particular time period, and they made it on August 8th. It came out. Now, Ryan Talbot of Syracuse.com, Matt Parrino's partner in, when they call the team over there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Shout Podcast. He was the one that put out an article from an email that he had seen from someone about this particular practice this year being a PSL holder event first, meaning PSL holders, season ticket holders, will have the right to buy a ticket before anybody else. Now, I've not seen this officially come out from the team yet in this capacity. But this has been the talk, and apparently that is the case. And we know that because the team has talked about it, but I haven't seen the official kind of documentation on it.
All right.
So either way, it's going to happen. When that became public, there was a pretty big uproar from people who are not PSL holders, who are not season ticket holders, saying, wait a minute, you're pricing us out of this as well? This is my one chance to take my family, take my kids. I can't afford PSLs. I can't afford season tickets. This is the one time. This is ridiculous. But the people owning PSLs are like, wait a minute, I paid a lot of money to have the ability to go to these events inside this stadium. This is the first event inside that stadium. Of course I should have the right.
Right. I don't want somebody who didn't do what I did and make the financial commitment, whether they're able to or not. I mean, I was able to, so I've made a commitment. I don't want some guy sitting in my seat. I bought a PSL, my first chance in there. I want to see what it feels like to sit in my new seat, right?
Yeah, and I'll say this from our standpoint, and full disclosure, we are PSL holders here in our family. And so I think, I can speak on this from both somebody who covers the team and someone holding a PSL. And the issue actually, Yana said to me a while back was, look, like, it's not about the people getting the PSL, first. for her, the general admission part of it was what mattered, which is she wants to sit in her seat and say, I want to know where I'm sitting. I've never been there.
Right.
I want to know where the concession stand is. I want to know where to send Max to go to the bathroom. You know, something like that when they're in the stadium. I think it's a valid point. Like, you get your seat for this. You paid. It's also, it is the first event inside the stadium. If you paid for a PSL, I think there is some sort of, you know, hey, you have the right to be able to do that. So that happened. People were mad. Over the weekend, Lance Lysowski of the Buffalo News was first to have an article in reporting this, and he had an interview with Pete Guelli saying Pete and the Bills saw the reaction about what we just talked about. He spoke with Joe Brady. They said, let's figure out something. Maybe we can get other people to experience this stadium. And Joe Brady came up with the idea of, let's have another open practice. We'll do it on August 18th, which is basically the day before the Bills go to Cleveland for a joint practice with the Browns. So they're adding an open practice, and in this one, it is not going to go to PSL holders first. It is basically going to be treated, from my understanding, from this article, the way that all these other events, red and blue and open practices
go
have
get
been.
A ticket at some some advertiser, partner, whatever, sponsor.
Correct.
And yeah, right. Okay.
So I saw this and I tweeted it. I tagged Lance and said, you know, gave him credit for it, and I wrote an article about it. I was personally not expecting the response I got on social media, which was, there are a lot of PSL holders now who are upset about this and saying, wait a minute, it's another event in the stadium. I paid for every event in the stadium. That's what my PSL gives me, which, by the way, it doesn't actually. There are different things inside the contract there that it's not every single event, but that's getting into the weeds a little bit. The overall point is that they're upset about this, and there are some who aren't upset. I'm not. Like, I think going to the first event is cool, and I think my wife and son having a chance to kind of know where they're sitting, know the layout of the land, all that kind of stuff is great. After that, I don't care if someone goes sits in my seat for an open practice personally. I want everybody to enjoy this stadium. But there are PSO holders who are upset that the second one was added and they are not getting their first right because they paid for that the way that they look at
it. Well, I can appreciate the PSL holders' viewpoint there. And certainly the commitment. I mean, you can speak to it firsthand. I mean, it's a commitment, whatever level you choose to do that at. But in a way, Sal, I think because of the public stake in the construction, the public cost, the taxpayer money, to an extent. I mean, I don't want to be exactly this guy, but I do want to be heard at least saying one time, maybe 20 times, we're all paying for the stadium. I mean, it's taxed public money. So, yes, I am not a PSL holder, and so I am not on the hook for thousands of dollars for that. And, you know, I can see the point, but you're being given the opportunity to go for the very first event and experience all of that. In, I don't want to say it's exclusive. It's closed. It's only open to people who made that leap and paid that money. So you're getting taken care of. I think it's not like you're getting skipped over. It's an opportunity to let the general public, the taxpayer that can't afford the PSL, also enjoy the stadium. And I think that makes a ton of sense. I don't know if the Bills felt like they were surprised by the backlash initially and had to pivot to this, or whether they had it maybe in the back of their minds all along. But however they got there, I think they got to the correct solution.
Agreed.
I'd have a hard time with somebody who's going to have access for that first event saying, you didn't pay $20,000, so you shouldn't get to come and sit in the stadium this one time. Like, I mean, dude. Back off. Like, you're going to get your time, and this is for everyone else. And I think given how costly it has been, I don't assume either that everyone who could afford these things did it lightly. They probably had to carve away vacations or, you know, other things that you might consider luxury items from your life because you wanted to choose to invest in, you know, this. Going to the games, it means a lot to you. I'm going to have a hard time having sympathy for someone who gets to go to basically a closed event. I mean, it's only for PSL, so, you know, it's you can't just walk in there and then still be mad that there's an event a week later or 10 days later. I just I can't really respect that.
It feels to me like almost like being mad for the sake of being mad, to be quite honest
with you. Right, right. And kind of a little gluttonous, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I just think there's already too much of in this world of, well, you're down there, I'm here, I paid for something, I got something, I don't want you to have any ability to have that. I think there's already a little too much of that. I want everybody to share. I've been to this stadium. I think it's the coolest thing for people to see, for kids to go and have an experience to go in there. I want everybody to be able to do that. So I hope that people have some sort of ability. And look, it's not a preseason game. It's not a regular season game. You're not giving more people, additionally, not the PSL holders, a chance to have a game like that. This is a practice that wasn't previously scheduled, and the team saw the reaction. And I agree with you. I don't know. Now, in the article from Lance, it did say, Pete Qualley said they anticipated the reaction. Now, who knows if they anticipated as hardcore as it was, right?
Yep.
That they decided to do this. And yeah, I think they came up with a good solution here, because it's a really good thing, I think, for everybody in this community at some point who wants to experience the stadium to be able to do that. And by the way, there will be events in that stadium that PSL holders do not have the right to their seat. And when you walk through and you were given the sales pitch, you were told you're going to have your personal seat license to all these events. However, if you really talked with people or read the contract, there are going to be events that is not the case. I'm going to tell you the way it was explained to me. This is the best way to put it. I didn't realize there are, I guess, bands, acts, performers, as you can understand, who say, for example, the Rolling Stones was given this as an example to me, who say, look, when we go on tour, we don't want football fans, quote unquote, at our concert. We want rock and roll fans. So we control the ticketing. We say, hey, we're putting this all the ticketing up and want, you know, a certain clientele, mm-hmm. not the stadium holder, not the football team holder.
Right.
So that's going to happen at some point. I don't know when, Bulldog. I don't know what concert. I don't know what event. But that's going to happen at some point to people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that is something that should be made. I've seen you tweeting about that. And I feel like it should be readily available what those lines are, you know, so that there is no confusion about it. Because I wonder if there are any people out there that signed on the line in part because they're like, well, you know, when U2 comes around, I'll have access to my seat. And if that's not the case, I don't know that's a deal breaker for somebody, but if it's something that helped get you across the finish line and it's not going to be the case, I'd like you to be able to find that out without having to like read too much fine print, I guess.
And then find out after the fact, right?
Right.
You're anticipating
an
act or a game. I mean, maybe there's a college football game coming. Maybe there's an outdoor hockey game.
Or soccer,
I don't know what it
is. Something, whatever. Yeah.
Soccer, but there's going to be an event or two or whatever. And I do think over the next few years, we're going to be in for this. This very discussion you and I are having right now about mm-hmm. the reaction is going to happen here for the next few years. I just anticipate that happening because of these little nuances and fine print and all those things that we're talking about.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the number if you got a thought on this. We can spend, a few minutes on it. I know, like, I led the show with it, so obviously we're both aware that it has been something that there have been a lot of strong opinions about. And with that in mind, we'll squeeze one in here. Rarely do we take a call in the first segment of the show, Sal, but here we are. It's because you're here. That's why. People love you. Justin is first up this hour. Hi, Justin. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
How you doing, guys?
Good,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I'm a 14-year season ticket holder. I agree with the taxpayer dollars. I'm paying the PSL, paying the increased ticket cost on top of being taxed mm-hmm. the money that all of us are chipping in to pay for this stadium. So, in fact, this PSL holder, season ticket holder, is being doubly charged. I know people in this day and age are going to say it's not fair. But absolutely, season ticket holders should have 100% priority over every single event there. Concert, practice, exhibition, whatever is there, 100%. And if you couldn't do the PSL and we'll just use a roundabout number here, if your $100 tax bill for a year, per year for 10 years, thinks you have the right to have priority over somebody that pays the parking, pays the beer prices, pays the increased tickets every year and make that commitment, you know, I feel sorry for people that think that way, that they think their, you know, roundabout number, $100 tax bill over 10 years.
Well, Justin, I would just want to say back to you that I don't know what the fine print of those contracts looks like, but I'm under the understanding that you've purchased a PSL for the Buffalo Bills. Right? So you have the right to, so I don't know. I would not have expected concert tickets. I would expect some, you know, early bird, you know, pre-sale type opportunity, but I would not expect to be guaranteed my seat just because I bought a PSL for the Bills, despite the price. I recognize there's a huge disparity between what you're paying and what I'm paying, because you're paying for the PSL, but it's to support the Bills and the construction of the stadium, but it's specifically for the Bills. So I think you're sort of stretching out. I think you're taking liberties with the idea that I own this seat. You own that seat, I think, for the Bills. And everything else, I think, is probably has to be negotiable, I guess, I would say. How'd I do, Sal?
Yeah, I understand this point of view. I also think it's one open practice, right? And I don't know if someone's going to say, well, what else is it going to be after that? I don't know. Again, I just... Let's think about our community and people that we all know who have kids, who have families, who can't afford to go to the stadium. This is their one chance. And you're going to get your chance. You're going to get 10 games, 2 preseason games, 8 regular season games. That's going to continue on. I struggle with someone then being upset about one open practice.
Yeah.
Because you paid for the PSL. It just does not equate in my world the way that I think.
That's exactly how I feel. Let's see what Bill has to say. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. So PSL holder, and I'm super excited we get first dibs at the blue and red, right? I think that's only fair. Now, the reaction of other people, the Bills selflessly decided to have an open practice for those without PSLs. How on earth are we so selfish as a society that we're mad that people that don't get to enjoy the games like we will at least get to go to the stadium and check it out? Like, what are we doing? Just chill out for a bit and let people enjoy it. It's a practice. Like, are you really that upset about a practice? I feel like I'm Allen Iverson.
I bet a lot of people had that exact thought as you said that the second
time. Has the show ever sounded older, Bulldog?
Right, good one.
I know, I'm 46. Leave me alone.
Bill, do you make noises when you sit down?
You said it the way I wanted you to, the way that I wanted to say it. I agree with that. That's the way I feel about it. Like, I think it's cool that other people are going to get a chance to go who wouldn't normally get a chance to go.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things here, we got to take a break, but we can take some more calls on this after the break if people have more to say about it. Certainly, you know, I recognize we're only taking 2 calls. But I think when the training camp schedule got announced, I made the point that, you know, it's another venue. It's another way that people who can't pay the going rate, pay the full freight, can expose, you know, themselves or their kids, their families to the Bills. And it's dwindling, right? I mean, the fact that you have free open training camp practices at all in this era maybe is incredible. Maybe it's antiquated, but it's one of those charming things that sort of gets lost as the steamrollers just kind of keep, you know, rolling us over, and everything is about, you know, who can pay, you know, the top dollar. And so one open practice on the heels of already an exclusive open practice, I don't know, man, being mad about that just seems really short-sighted to me. But I feel you, like, you're paying the money and maybe you feel like you're not getting, you know, other people are getting the same benefit that you're paying for. I guess I can see that, but geez, man, like, if you can afford it, you should be grateful, I think, and appreciate that other people that can't want to at least see it and feel it and experience it. 803-0550 is the number. Sal Capaccio is with me until 5 o'clock today. We'll have his podcast partner, I think Sal already mentioned, taping a podcast with Matt Bove from Channel 7. He's going to be on. I don't know what happens when I join forces here against Sal and Matt with their podcast. It's always Game Day in Buffalo. But we'll have Matt on with us at 4, and then Sal will split at 5, and I'll have Paul Hamilton join me then to further digest what has and hasn't happened in this Sabres offseason. Again, 803-0550. If you got any thoughts on the open practices the Bills have scheduled, hit us up. Again, Sal in for Mike on the Bulldog. This is WGR.
For the Bills, I guess the question is, can Joe Brady, even though he was already there, be like John Gruden was to Tony Dungy as it pertains to Sean McDermott? Can a team be on the cusp with a defensive-minded head coach, and then you make that switch and immediately that gets them over the hump? It's a strange thing because you're not bringing in a totally different guy who had already been a head coach and already had success. I think they're better on the back end than they were last year. Cole Bishop, in my opinion, has a chance to take a step and become one of the top tier safeties. And I think the Bills are that next team, especially when we're talking about the AFC.
That is ESPN's Ryan Clark. Giving you a somewhat of an abbreviated outlook on the 2026 season for the Bills. Good to have you along with us here. I am the Bulldog. Sal Capaccio is along for a couple of hours here with us today. We're talking about the Bills' two scheduled open practices at the stadium. And Sal, just as we've gotten up and running and done one segment of the show, one of the Bills' Twitter accounts just sent out the details. I'm sure these have been known and probably emailed to season ticket holders. But for anyone who doesn't know, they just sent out the whole rundown on what's going to happen here, right? So just like we've been saying, season ticket members will have their season seat locations and access their tickets through the Bills app. There's an opportunity to get a parking pass if you already have one that you paid for the season. You can access that. You can also pay for parking if you don't have a PSL or a seat with parking included. And then it says the tickets for the August 18th open practice are going to be limited to 4 seats per order and will be available through Ticketmaster beginning Tuesday, July 21st at 10 a.m. Tickets are complimentary, but you have to go through, jump through the hoop of getting one or getting 4. And then parking also available for $5 on that day at the various lots. So that's some of the background on the situation. I credit the Bills for pivoting to having the second practice. I wondered, honestly, when it first started happening, is this just noise? But good for them that they figured it out.
Can I also make the point, if you are a PSL holder, you can still go to the second practice. you have the same process as everybody else, but it's not like they're not doing one for PSL holders and one for non-PSL holders.
And you're not,
right?
Yeah, you're just not guaranteed to be able to sit in your seat because somebody else might be in it by the time you get to it. But yeah, that's right. I mean, nothing in here says if you have, section whatever, seats 3, 4, 5, and 6, that you can't go online on July 21st and get tickets for the other practice. So
they're not going to, you're not walking in and they do the facial recognition and go, hey, no. PSL holder, and get out of here.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I know it's the new stadium. So I would expect if people are in town and it's convenient enough that PSL holders will want to be there. And likewise, the general public will want to be there for this other one. Does the new stadium cause this to be a sellout event, Sal? Because I've been good at question. That open practice, the return of the blue and red anyway, numerous times on a Friday in August. And, there's 40,000 people there. It's free. Just walk up. It's pretty casual. Maybe it got as high as 50 one of those years. I don't know. But it's never packed. So it is still just a practice. So I wonder, the allure of the stadium creates, a different scene, of course. I totally get why you and your wife and son and anyone who has bought season tickets would want to get in there and sort of experience it. Like you said, like your wife wants to find out where Max is going to have to, you know, go by himself or whatever, and get the lay of the land. But I wonder if that'll even be packed, you know, like I wonder if that'll even be a sellout.
I think it will be quote unquote sold out. I think every ticket will be spoken for, but you're not going to see every seat filled.
Right.
That's kind of what's happened in the other practices where we'll get numbers and say, hey, they set a record and, you know, 55,000 people or something, whatever the numbers, you know, they put out there. But yeah, I think the newest stadium is going to really appeal to a lot of people who might not otherwise do it, say, you know what, I really want to do it because I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see that stadium.
Right. 803-0550 is the number. Derek is first up this segment. Hi, Derek. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Huge Bills fan living in Massachusetts. And I went to the last game at Highmark, and I just recently purchased tickets to go watch the home opener. Now, that cost me $700 a ticket for me and my wife to go, right? Plus Airbnb and all that good stuff, right? But it's definitely, like, with the PSL, I kind of had a question. So if I didn't do season tickets this year and I bought season tickets next year, maybe got on a waiting list or whatever it may be, but let's say I got the opportunity to get season tickets, will that PSL still be viable next year? Or is it kind of like the first year of the stadium, that's when the PSLs are paid for, and then every year after that, does it go away? Do you pay for PSL every year? Basically is another question.
Well, I think if you are a new, Sal might know for sure, but I would say my limited experience having, you know, read about other stadiums and other constructions and other things that have gone on, I think if you become a season ticket holder, a new season ticket holder next year to an available seat, you have to buy the PSL either from someone who wants to sell it, or through the team, through that person who bought it originally. Like, I don't think you don't get to skip a year and then get in the stadium with a season ticket without buying a PSL.
PSLs are sold out.
Right. So, but I imagine maybe some people will come and go. Right. I mean, is it, or not?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It could happen. But I mean, once you buy the PSL, boy, that would be kind of weird if you bought one and after a year you don't want it anymore because you made a 30-year commitment.
Right.
Right? You're getting it for 30 years, made one-time fee basically, and however you want to install that over 30 years. So what happens is you pay that, you get the right to the seat for the next 30 years, but you still need to buy season tickets every year.
Right. But if you want to...
That's right.
So I think if you, you know, because people, life changes, who knows, right? Somebody conceivably out there could have thought, I can afford this now, but life changed. And all I'm saying is you don't get to buy a season ticket next year or 2 years from now if and when they become available without paying the PSL freight. You're going to have to buy that PSL from the person who bought it, I think, is how that works.
Do you think there'll be an additional fee to buy it back from the personal person that bought it? It might be more of a question for the ticket office.
Yeah.
I do not want to give you any wrong information beyond what we just kind of hypothesized to the best of our knowledge.
Thank you for the question, Derek. I just can't imagine a scenario where the team left a loophole open where if someone has to bail out after a year or whatever time frame it is, that then you can get in without having to pay that freight. I just can't imagine that exists. So, but yeah, the team can certainly give you a more thorough and definitive answer to the question. Paul is up next. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. Hi, Bulldog. How are you guys today?
Thank Good, man.
My call.
Yeah, you're
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. I'm a season ticket holder since 1988. And, you know, I was kind of on the fence about getting a PSL, but I did. And the way it was sold to me, the way I understood it, is that, well, I had necessarily, let's just say a concert ticket went on sale, I would get first crack at it, kind of like the way you described earlier, Bulldog.
Yeah.
Before it went on the sale to general public, you would get a crack at buying this a ticket, not necessarily your seat, but you would get a ticket. So to me, you know, it's almost the same thing. I may not be sitting in my seat, but I'm still kind of getting a ticket before it goes on sale to the general public. So it kind of equates out to the same thing. So people shouldn't be, let's just say, ticked off, hey, you know, I bought this PSL and now I can't sit in my seat for the Rolling Stones concert. Well, you still got a grand opportunity to buy one before the general public because they'll open it up to the season ticket holders first. That's the way I understand it. So it's kind of almost the same thing to me. So I'm not getting too excited about it.
But it's not. It's not every event, though.
Right. I'm sure there is an exclusion supply somewhere in the wording. Right. Exclusion supply.
Yes.
They're right. Like you said, Sal. Like there will be events where that will not be the case. If people miss that, I
actually have the contract language here. Yards Per Pass had tweeted out because we were discussing this online, and this is a screenshot from him at Yards Per Pass. Good Twitter account,
yeah,
by
the
way.
For sure.
This is the stadium. This is the language in the contract. It says, designated stadium event tickets. Licensee will have priority opportunity to purchase from certain event organizers tickets to certain other stadium events at the stadium before such tickets are marked and sold by such event organizer to the general public. Neither the ECSC nor any stadium party makes any guarantee to the licensee regarding the availability of tickets to a particular stadium event. Mm-hmm. The licensee acknowledges that the stadium events for which the licensee obtains this opportunity are in the sole discretion of Stadium Co.
I think that's pretty definitive. Wordy, you know, it's lawyery, but I followed and I'm I can be as dumb as the average rock. Joel is up next. Hi, Joel. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey guys, how you doing today? I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Sure, man.
So I'm a PSL holder. I've been a season ticket holder for quite some time. And at first when I heard the news, I was a little ticked off, only for a reason. I won't be able to make the scrimmage. I'll be attending a wedding. And, you know, at first I wanted to really get in there. And then, you know, the more I thought about it, and it's kind of what you guys, you know, mentioned, I'm going to have so many more games to go to. And actually, I split the seasons with a buddy of mine. And he even mentioned to me, he's like, I want my first experience to be
a real game.
One, walking in there. Like,
yeah.
I want it all. And, you know, for anybody who's kind of on that fence, you know, let other people do it. I'm actually maybe even considering, you know, giving away my preseason games. And, you know, I got two kids of my own, and I'm going to have time to take them to the games. But, you know, maybe I want to just let a family to take, you know, seats, but maybe you get to take your kids to a game. And who knows when the next time they're going to be able to actually do that. I think it's a great opportunity to give access to other people, you know, an opportunity without spending a bajillion dollars.
Well done, Joel. I'm glad to hear that you came around. Let's hit up a timeout. Sal Capaccio in for Mike until 5 o'clock today. I am the Bulldog. 803-0550 is the number. If you've got any thoughts on the Bills' open practice schedule for August, hit us up. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.